This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The positive trend for export sales continued with another great report from the USDA. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
We were within the range of estimates, 1.222 million for corn, 1.264 million for soybeans. Both were looking for a high end level of 1.7. The low end was somewhere around 800,000-900,000. So came in right inside the range. The bean side of things, we're going to look at that and say it's a little bit disappointing for this time of the year. It's about 5% below where we need to be. Or where we should be at this for this particular week. On corn, it was another good week. This is 2 weeks in a row of very solid sales. This is actually counter-seasonal to what we would normally be seeing for corn. It's usually good sales, but this is better than average.
While the flash sales have also been consistent, McBride said the numbers have been pretty minor.
What we've been seeing here recently has been maybe 100,000 to 160,000. Whereas in the past, say 5 years, 10 years, the sales that we see at this time of the year for flash sales for soybeans tend to be 250 to even upwards of a million metric tons for those reports. So these are some smaller sales. The nice thing is that it's consistent and it's helped us get back to where we need to be. We're not there yet, but it has helped us kind of climb back into the game here. But
find more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.